Best wishes to all of you who have joined us this Tuesday afternoon. This is when Brother Freedom and I get together, and we like to audition some of the messages from the past, and we just love to hear them because they're anointed. We need to hear them too. And now we're going to turn Brother Freedom loose, and we're going to trust the Holy Ghost to anoint him and God to do what God wants to do, because God's so wonderfully, so glorious, so perfect. Father, I love you, and I thank you, and I praise you. I thank you for what you did last Sunday, how you came down so gloriously. And I just thank you for all the things you do. Everything you do is so perfect. Lord, we want to be the best sons and daughters we can for you, but we can't do it ourselves. We need your help. And I pray that this message will go into our hearts and that you'll do the work that you see needs to be done in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Romans 6:11. Lord, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for this wonderful, this very special day. Lord, I thank you how you've spoken to us about that you are our strength. And this last day, you're going to be speaking to us more and more. And you speak for us for comfort. You speak for us for direction. You speak for us to us also that you let us know that we are your children. And you care for us. Lord, what a comfort this is for the mechanical churches. I don't know where they were going to be at without. They don't have this, Father, and I just praise you this day. I thank that you're going to make yourself real. Those look to you. Your word declares over and over again, if we seek you, we'll surely find you. We just give you praise and honor for this wonderful day. I pray that you'll give direction. I pray for the anointing to flow. I pray that you'll anoint everything that's said and done for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Word of God says, likewise, in Romans 6:11, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Boy, it's just wonderful scripture. Reckon ourselves also yourself to be dead unto sin. You know, that's where what happens when the Lord sets us free. If any man be in Christ, the Bible says he's a new creature. Former things passed away, behold, all things become new. I truly believe that is what God talked about. All those past sins shall be put from that time to the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. But I'm not sure how it's going to be from then on. Because I think he forgives us, but he wants us to at least grow to the direction of him. We just don't just quit. We've got to keep seeking him. But you know, if something's alive, it's not dead. You know, I looked at I've seen an ambulance a minute ago in my backyard. It's the main street there, but I've seen it. The girl there laying, and the ambulance there working with her, and that. But if she'd have been dead, they couldn't have done nothing with her. But she was still alive. When we're alive, that means we can still move. When a plant is live, it's in direction of growth. If it stops growing, it's going to soon be dead. Because plants have to grow to come into maturity. That's why plants are given, that they'll mature, and if one day that plant will grow to a place and it'll have something it'll do, it'll have some kind of a berry, like a tomato, cucumbers, all those things are the act of growing. We need to seek God very specially to keep ourselves in the place that we can grow in the Lord. And when we seek God, we're going to be alive. When we quit seeking Him, we sort of get withered. It's just that the way we are. I can see it in my spirit right now. When we seek God, we're sort of our whole being becomes alive. But just as soon as we quit seeing Him, we start withering away. And if we wait too long, we're going to have some dead limbs. We're not going to have the production of the Spirit of life upon us. We'll be crippled in our experience. And I truly believe that we need to be alive in the Lord. How do we do that? Well, I'll tell you, the first thing, we got to learn to pray. Pray without, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The Bible says we're to thank Him in all things. I will bless the Lord in all times. His praise shall continually, that's flowing all the time, continually in the Lord. That's the way we start coming alive. Now, praying is a way that we learn to talk to our Heavenly Father. It's a language that God understands, and if we do it long enough, we start learning that God will speak to us also. And we will be the recipient of God's love. Now, what's the advantage of God speaking to you in the way? A lot of times, there's times when you just know it's the mind of Christ. The Bible talks about having the mind of Christ. And it's even faster than speaking because you just know in an instant what it is. And I was sort of amazed the way God speaks. I was thinking about that last night when I had my stroke. He says, God does this to me. A lot of times it'll be just a few words and He lets me know. And then there'll be times when I know He's speaking, but I know it's thousands of words. Now, why does God do this? Because we're His children. And we all need direction. We all need purpose. And our purpose comes when we move through Him. In ourselves, there is no direction. We get wanderers. We get incapable of actually doing anything for ourselves. Because we get self-centered, we get away from the reason that we're doing things. God keeps us on course all the time. Like if you do something yourself, you'd be out here in the ocean, you'd be swimming, and say, what am I out here in the ocean for? That's what we are. We don't even know why we're out there. But see, when God wants you someplace, you're not doing it because you think, but you're doing it because He did. He wants it. So that's why ministry works if God leads you. If you try to do it then yourself, your ministry is going to be dampened a lot, I believe, because the leader is not in you. You're the leader. We need all of us, I believe, that we're alive, is God has these connections that connect us up with Him, that we have to keep these connections open at all times. How do we do it? We just said prayer. But also there's reading God's wonderful word. Reading the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We need to read and believe what we believe is from heaven. You know, that's where I started growing. I read, now in Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly of all we guess, think, according to the power that works within us. I started believing. There's going to be, and it did. I believe that's one scripture. There's a lot more with them. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches, which are in glory. All those things are to keep us on alive in Him. All, when you believe these phrases of God's scripture, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It means doing what He says do. And it works. Great peace have they that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. So we get great peace out of reading God's Word. And nothing shall offend us. You abide in me and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will and it shall be done. The Word of God is powerful. And prayer is powerful. But I truly believe without the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, it's none avail. Because I truly believe the Holy Ghost is the it's the cement that mixes us up from falling apart. There'd be no glue in my life if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. It's that dimension. And I read the Word of God and I pray that He brings these things to pass. But it's because I trust in Him. He moves in a mighty way, His wonders to perform, and we need to rely on Him, alive in Him, live in God, live in God's values, God's power, the glory coming, the glory power. How do we do it? By taking heed to things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Taking heed, that's listening, seeing God, calling upon Him, trust in Him. It says He moves in those that trust in Him. I was thinking about it in a scripture. Most all the scriptures tie in with some key. I was thinking about all these. There's always a certain part of all scriptures that puts the cement into the purpose of that scripture. It bonds you together in Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost. Just put you alive. You'd be the opposite of alive is dead. You know, I would think about the military. I was in the military for a few years, and when a piece of equipment can't run, they call that deadline. So if a person's missing, it's deadline jelly too. And I wonder how many times that God sees us that we're deadline. You think about it. God's got a purpose for you, and you're over here doing your own thing. And you're not listening to Him, well, your deadline, you're just doing your own thing. You're just like a little kid down there playing in the stand, but God's got you not playing in the stand no more. He's got you a job over here. But we need to really align to do the will of God. I never did anything that God didn't instrument it and then start it, and maybe I helped bring it in completion, but it was only through the Spirit of God. And I truly believe that is the way it's supposed to be. I figured by now I'd be home in glory and I wouldn't be able to say anymore, but God still used me for little ways. But this alive, I see so many people that are not alive. You know, it's like the old generator sets years ago before they had the new alternators and that, but they had an exciter that fit on top of the generator. And that exciter, all it did is excite the fields to make the generator charge. Well, that's what God does. He excites our knower to where we can work for Him. We're no longer dead, but alive. We want to walk in His purpose, in His will, in His direction, by His commands. What is His command? It's thus saith the Spirit of God. And we need to come in that place that we're learning to hear what the will of God is. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts, but lead us not into temptation. We need to walk in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And when we start doing that, then God gives, the word in Corinthians says triumph. That means we try and God gives the help. We just try and God brings the finishing part. The help. The try is not very much to it, but the up is glorious. It brings victory. It gives people get healed. People get saved. People get many wonders. But try up in God. We just try and God brings the up. We try in Him. We don't try in ourselves. We're seeking His direction. But it works that way. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed, right and dividing the word of truth. We need to do that, have that purpose that we're speaking the truth, that we're speaking the will of God. We're walking in His obedience. It used to scare me years ago because I was afraid I might make a mistake in interpretation. But the Lord let me know that when it comes out that way, it's His will anyway. So we don't have to worry about it. God just moves miraculously. I don't know how He takes a nobody to do His will. But it's really what amazes me. When years ago when I first got started, was getting started, what God would tell me was exactly right, because I'd know for the day was over exactly what He said come to pass. It wasn't a week ago. It's that day. He says, for this day's end, you'll be wide awake. I was wide awake. And He'd say, well, you're wide awake? Yes, I am. And that's, when I say stop, I mean stop. But that is the way of God getting His spirit and our spirit, that we become alive to the deeds of God. What if Lord, I can't hear you. Nothing ever happened. But every one of these, what I'm talking about, generally before the day was over, I seen the manifestation of the will of God. It's in 24 hours. Less than 24, 12 hours generally. And that's really fast. Now, when I had my stroke, the Lord says, lo, I'll be with you always. And I said, I know that, you will be. He says, well, that's not all of it. Yeah, your day's about ready, you're about ready to start. And then He says, go for it. Now, that's not much of a message to a lot of people, but it's a lot to me. Lo, I'll be with you always. Your time's about to begin. Go for it. That's all I had need to know. God puts in the little pieces, but He does this to get us. We're sort of out here like an airplane ready to take off. When He says go, I go. That's the way it is. God wants us to quicken to His Spirit. Do we walk faithfully in Him? What's faithful doing? If God wants to heal someone, the Spirit of God rests upon you, but God don't have to wrestle you, but you're ready there wanting to do the will of God. Whatever the Lord wants to do, it's done, because you're in place that God can use you. When these calls come in for people's healing, I know that God's going to heal them. And I'm not boastful. I just know that that's what I have to do, is say, Lord, you're going to do it, and He does it. And I'm not bragging. That's fact. And fact is fact. God wants, He does this in our lives that we might do His will, His purpose, His direction, His calling. That we'd not walk in blindness. We'd walk alive unto God. I'd be alive. I'd be a vessel of life. Alive. All my senses are not senses of the world, but they sense Him. And that's where you grow in His likeness, in His goodness, and you learn to walk as He leads you. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thee to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall neither slumber nor sleep. He that keepeth thee shall keep thee in all ways. That is God. God is here. The Lord is good. He knoweth them that trusteth in Him. He knoweth them that trust. The secret is He knows them that trust in Him. See, He don't know you until you trust in Him. But those that know Him, trust in Him. And with that, He makes you alive. The other way, you're not alive. You're walking in coldness. And I think that when we're not alive, then we're not a profitable vessel. When we get alive, then God can use us for His glory. Glory to the attention of heaven comes about. He even sends His angels down there to prompt us. Oh, Lord, I call it the glory to God. He's there to help us, that our light will shine where He wants it to shine. Shine as the glory of God. The pathway that adjusts is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. That most perfect day is God. He envelops us to us to where we can start walking in His holy calling. See, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. But that's just the starting point. He wants you to also believe that whatever you do in Him is going to come to pass. And you say, well, that's hard to do. Well, yes, it might be, but it's pretty easy to believe when God's with you. He said, I'll not leave you. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say, Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. Him I trust, surely He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by day, nor the arrow that flieth by night, nor the destruction wasting noonday. 1,000 shall fall come at thy side, 10,000 in the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only when thy eyes shall behold through the word of the wicked, and He'll give His angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways, and they're bearing up their hand, lest that even dash thy foot against the stone. That's our God. That's His message to all of us. Follow me. Call me. What's it say in the last part of that? With long life, I'll give you long life. I'll shelter thee. I'll protect thee. I'll keep thee all the days of your life. God wants us to look good in Him. I've heard people say, well, you just get out here and you got to be a... No, God wants to make you look good. I know that. I was going up a D9 one time, and it was cold. It was October, and cold, and I didn't want to work on that thing. It was so cold, and I was up in a real cold place and looking at it, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, well, you know what to do? He said, you just call back to your shop, and which is about 100, 200 miles away, but you tell them to send up a nine-axle, at least nine-axle, load this, and I'll show you what's wrong with it. And then it's going to be right, so you don't have to worry. That's what I did. See, God wanted me to look good. God's smart, and God is He knows all things. He'll let you do what He wants you to do. I just told Him, say the fact, it needs this. But my facts came from God. It was true. God's real. Alive to God, but dead this world. People that don't believe in the move of the Spirit of God, I know this for a fact, you're going to be eventually no power. Because you're believing in something that's anti-God. The Holy Ghost is all God. It's God. And the power zone comes from the Spirit. The Spirit brings forth life. Without the Spirit, we are dead. We need the Spirit. Therefore, no condemnation to them that walk after Christ Jesus, but who walk the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The Spirit is life. In the Romans, it talks about this. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the heart, knoweth the mind of the Spirit, maketh intercession according to the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We know that all things were good in this whole world. When we quote this scripture here, but I believe this is only for those that walk in the Spirit. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. The next verse after, but talks about the Spirit. And I believe God just is connected right. And that's the only way it can work. All things don't work together when you're doing it in the flesh. The Spirit of God is the power zone. Without it, we can't stay alive. The Lord comes down into our heart, and that praying in that heavenly language does it. It somehow clears the cobwebs out of your mind. You pray about 3 hours straight, and I've done it more than 3 hours, but it's done long enough. 3 hours, when you get someplace, you know exactly what's going to take place. And you're driving down the highway while you're doing it, but it's still, the glory of God, it comes down. But anytime we leave out that emphasis on the Spirit, we start losing our power. We start getting dead. The Spirit, every time you speak to it, you get alive. And I believe that's the true part of us that gets alive is our spirit. And when our spirit's alive, God sees a light. Let this light so shine. It can't shine till the light of God powers you in a way God made us that He might turn us on. We turn on by receiving that heavenly language, our prayer language, and gives power in us. We get ashamed of that and we say, oh no, I don't want to do that. We lose. The Bible says, be careful what we say about the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, He said, I'll forgive you if even you say things about me. But you won't get forgiven if you say anything about the Holy Ghost. So that to me is a no-no. We just don't say nothing about it. We need to realize that for to be carnal-minded is death, but spiritual-minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy to God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are on the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if you be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Come. Now, there's only one way of knowing it, is praising Him and praying that heavenly language. When people get to where it's going to release you. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of us. And people get this tangled up. But it says different. The same Spirit that lifted up Jesus, that same Spirit will lift us up. That's what he's talking about. Jesus came as a man upon this earth, and God said, Son, I'm going to be down there with you. Come and see them. He'll dwell with you. It'll be the same thing that when you baptize your followers, they'll do the same thing that you're doing. That's what we do. Jesus is our model. It's very simple. He was led in the wilderness by the Spirit. Come and see them. These against the Spirit of God are not going to be alive to God. I don't care who out there, mister, who you think you are. You're not going to lie until you receive the Spirit of God. I've been on both sides. There's no power in self. There's none. You get disgusted. You get out of sync. You don't know nothing. But the Spirit of God brings everything alive. And you feel different. You feel, all is well. Peaceful. You feel connection with God the Father. With Jesus Christ through the power of the anointing upon you. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in us. We need to be led. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Very plain. And I don't see why churches have to so battle against this, because it's very, very clear here. For to be carnal minded is death, and spiritually minded is life and peace. Alive to God. I can't remember one time in 30 or 40 years ever achieving anything. Only through praying through the Spirit. That's what the power is. And the people that says there's no need to, well, it isn't going to be long, they're going to be dry. And when they get dry, they wash it out anyways. But it is an exercise that you must keep up.
Right. Learn
that I have to exercise a lot. But we need to learn to exercise in the Spirit. And that's by exercising. If it means getting by yourself, if you're afraid to with anybody around, get out there at least by yourself and pray in the Spirit. It does not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God wants to live above reproach. He wants to live higher and wiser and holier in Him. To God be all glory, to God be all praise, to God be all honor. Come and seek Him and you'll surely find Him. Walk in Him. Call upon Him. Move mightily through Him. In the wonderful name of Jesus, God wants to make you alive in Him, but dead to the flesh and the sin. God wants to be alive in Him, But people are alive in the things of the world. In the world, we need to deaden ourselves to that. We just got it backwards. We need to be alive in the things that are holy. The things that are not holy, we need to be deadened to it. We don't. That means that we're not partakers. We're numb to it. God bless all of you. I pray that God will give you a wonderful day, a very fruitful day, a very productive day, that someone out there will be saved, someone will be healed. Work mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. To God be all honor. We thank you this day. God will bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in the loving name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless. Amen.
And I add my amens and praise the Lord to that prayer. I agree with it totally. Amen.